back to Slugcast. I'm your host Maya, a Slugcast alum with a bio degree. Today we're diving into the biology, psychology, and ecology of student life. Basically, the science of how to student. And I'm going to weave in actual studies and stats. Plus, I'm also going to sprinkle some personal stories and campus tips. Stay tuned for more. Okay, segment one, caffeine, sleep, and study rooms. Late night caffeine runs, going to 7-Eleven for a yerba mate, we've all been there. But here's the thing, even though caffeine can give you a push, memory is really cemented during sleep, especially during slow wave and REM cycles, when your brain transfers and strengthens what you learned, like saving info from RAM to the hard drive. It's backed by studies showing how sleep helps consolidate both factual and procedural memory. I know it sounds annoying to hear it all the time that cramming isn't the solution, but I'd say from personal experience, even cramming is way more successful if you lay off the caffeine and get a solid amount of sleep. When I really needed to be productive, my go-to is booking a study room at McHenry or the Science and Engineering Library. It's a quiet, intentional space that helped me focus. Combining that with real sleep, not hustle mode, was like 10 times more effective. Plus, booking a room in the library is surprisingly fun and a great way to hang out with friends from class. Studying with other people is another great way to boost your comprehension of the content too. Segment 2. Memory, spacing effect, and study spaces. Here's a memory hack straight from neuroscience, the spacing effect. Reviewing material in short, repeated sessions over multiple days leads to stronger memory than one big cram session. And pair that with dedicated study room bookings, and suddenly your study game is both strategic and scientific. I can see how it'd be hard to start something like this, but I mean, if you think of it in the long run, you're in college for 4 years, so might as well get a study routine down, you know? My opinion is that studying should be fun, even if it's for a class that you feel like sucks. It's what we're in college for anyway, so why not turn it into something way more enjoyable? Segment 3. Homesickness and belonging. Real talk, freshman year, homesickness hit me hard. Even though I was surrounded by people in classes and my roommates and stuff, it felt like the sudden disconnect and a little panic of like, how do I become an independent person, you know? I didn't know how to cook, I didn't know how to like, literally build meals for myself, or like, I know how to socialize, but like, it's different, you know, when you're in college? So, I kind of felt that little wave of like, being isolated and a little lost. But here's an interesting fact. Forming social bonds triggers oxytocin, a hormone that reduces stress and builds social resilience. Feeling connected isn't just emotional, it's literally neurochemical. What helped me was making or grabbing meals with my roommates, saying yes to random club events, or showing up to events on campus. I know they have like little free concerts or stuff like that, or just events close to the Bay Tree bookstore that you can probably attend. That all helps you gradually build a sense of belonging. It personally took me beyond my first year, so it's okay if it takes time. Segment 4. Stress, cortisol, and nature as a reset button. Quick science fact, spending time in nature actually lowers cortisol, your stress hormone. One study found that sitting or walking in nature for as little as 10 to 20 minutes leads to noticeable reductions in stress markers, heart rate, blood pressure, even cortisol levels, especially when compared to walking in urban environments. Another study shows that 20 to 30 minutes in natural surroundings is the sweet spot for getting the biggest drop in cortisol, even more so than longer sessions in some cases. Campus is practically begging you to reset this way. I mean, go hike around Pogo Nip, sit under those redwood trees near Porter Meadow, or roam the Arboretum. I used to do this all the time during my first 2 years, and it grounded me when my brain felt tangled. I remember the first time I walked to the Arboretum towards the southwest of campus. I was following my Google Maps, and honestly, it was like the worst day I could have picked because it was one of the hotter days in Santa Cruz, and I was sweating so bad walking through the grass field to get there instead of taking the bus, because for some reason I was a little bit afraid to take the bus when I moved to Santa Cruz. So I ended up walking through the field in the heat and then on the side of the road to get to the Arboretum entrance, and I was so embarrassed when I got there because I was so tired and sweating already. But it was honestly worth it because it was the beginning of a lot of solo adventures I would take for myself, and even though when I look back on it, it seems like such a small thing compared to the other places I've been to, for me in that moment it made me feel so much better about moving far away from home and just being able to do something with my free will, you know? So with that, I'd just say if you have some time in between classes or after class or something like that, just take advantage of the city of Santa Cruz. I know it can be a little intimidating. Just maybe take the bus downtown, go to the beach, and see what Santa Cruz has to offer, because I get it. When I first moved to Santa Cruz, coming from LA, I wasn't a really big fan of the town itself, just the nature. So I felt a little isolated, but once I got out there and I started just going to places that even sparked a little bit of interest in me, it was really worth it. So I hope if you do that, it feels worth it too. So here's the takeaway. You're basically running a personal experiment, like every day. You sleep wisely, space out your studying, build community, and tap into the forest recovery mode that UCSC literally has built around you. Test different strategies, make observations, make adjustments, and don't forget, you're the maker of your own journey, and this is just the first chapter of your experiment.